It's the Big Show on the radio. I can't bear to read this.
All right, sir, I'll read it. Good morning. This is Nigel Cadbury, Master Boy's faithful gentleman's gentleman. And you're listening to Master Boy and Young Sir William on The Big Show. It's my responsibility to make sure that Master Boy gets up and gets to work on time, so when he's late, it's my fault. So, sir, I feel so used.
Madam, it is Thursday, January 14th, and we got the John Boy and Billy team here all in our places with bright, shiny faces.
Well, one of us is shiny, one of us is slimy, but we're going to straighten it out, don't worry.
How's everybody doing? We all right?
Yeah.
Thankful to be here. Sure enough, thankful that you're out there. This is the ESC. What national days we got, if you want to join in. It's National Dress Up Your Pet Day.
Is the nation for that America? Really?
Yeah.
January 14th. It should be around Halloween or something.
No, not anymore. No. There are designer fashion lines of dog clothing. Yeah.
And boutiques.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Wow.
I'm talking like $1,200 outfits.
Man. Yeah. The best one that Pearl put up with, my dog, is the monkey that Rose and Patrick gave her a few years
ago.
It's
the one you tie onto her back.
Yeah,
and it looks like
a saddle. Looks like a monkey's riding her.
Oh, yeah.
Because she can't look behind her and see how stupid that monkey looks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, see, we can get her a tutu and a sweater and a hat, and that would just be her, you know, her Thursday afternoon clothes.
And just so you know, in her defense, we tied it to your back one day and you didn't notice.
Right. All right. Just happy pet day. And today is National Hot Pastrami Sandwich Day.
Oh, yeah.
So I hadn't had one of them in a while.
Yeah.
All right. I'm not even sure what pastrami is. I know some kind of meat.
It's close to pepperoni.
Yeah, it is close.
Yeah, it is similar. Yeah.
All right. So there you go. Two national days to work with. And we got 3 days in history saved up. Get our first prize package out. We're up. Might as well play Outburst. We'll do it next. Good morning, Big Show's on the radio. Coming up, we're going to play Current Events Quiz. Outburst.
No,
what's our first game? Oh, man. All right. It is Thursday, right? Tomorrow's Friday.
Yeah. You want this tolerate you pill? I got one left.
Yeah, break it in half. I only get one about half of my own nerve. Let's see what we got
here.
What was
in those homemade cookies you brought in, Jackie?
First prize pack here, I found it, a Happy Herd prize pack. They make the highest quality attractants, minerals, and feed for deer, bear, and hogs in the hunting industry. If you go to thebigshow.com, click on the Happy Herd link, enter code JBB2020 at checkout, and you get 10% off. Listen up, you can win you some Happy Herd right here, hunters. All right, October the 1st, it was 1971, Walt Disney World opened in Orlando, Florida. Exactly 11 years later, Epcot Center opens on this date. 71. That's been down in Florida for a long time.
Oh, for sure. Yeah.
Right. Move up to 1997. To curtail growing alcoholism, the Congress of the scorching hot Mexican state of Tabasco banned the sale of cold beer.
Huh?
Residents could continue to buy all the warm beer they wanted. They were trying to cut out the drinking right then, I guess, at first. Just selling warm beer?
Yeah, that makes perfect sense.
And then finally on this date, police chasing a gang of car thieves in Colombia lost their suspects when they were stopped at a toll booth. The gang flew through the toll booth, but workers flagged down the pursuing police car and wouldn't let it leave until officers paid the toll.
And then they offered him a warm beer. It was very weird.
And by that time, the thieves had chased 25 miles from Bogota were long gone. All righty. He was a nice one. Where's our categories? 1-800-BIG-SHOW is your toll-free line across America. We play Outburst next. Good Thursday morning, Big Show's on the radio. Video today brought to you by Astera Labs. Pharmaceutical grade CBD with zero THC and no bitter aftertaste. We got the Nature Boy Ric Flair when he picked Alabama to win the big game.
Woo!
It was pregame on ESPN. I gotta love the Nate. Yeah, man. I love the two woos at the end. His little smile, man. He's going on.
He knows enjoy. How to punctuate.
Enjoy the Nate at thebigshow.com. And right now, let's get our winning begin, boys.
Outburst. Let's play Outburst. It's the game that anyone can win. John Boy and Billy give you prizes from the big prize bin. Let's go meet contestant number one. This should really be a lot of fun. When you're playing Outburst, have a hurry up and guess time. You'll have the best time. You'll have a big show time.
Let's say hey to James from Antioch, Tennessee.
We'll have a big show time.
James! Woo! Good morning, James.
Good morning, John Boy.
Hey, welcome, my buddy. All right, James, you got the legs up in your head. Let's get through the categories and get you the prize pack. You ready?
Yeah, I got my legs up, but I'm not on my back.
Thanks for that visual. All right. In 5 seconds, James, three things at a wedding. Ready, go.
A groom, a preacher, and hopefully there's a bride.
Yeah, it works out. All right, buddy. Now, three Major League Baseball teams. Ready, go.
Braves, Dodgers, and Hanson's Cardinals.
How'd you know about Hanson? All right, James, I know you got the win here. Three types of cheeses. Ready, go.
American, Swiss, and cheddar.
And that's James winning. Trophy, tree stands, prize pack. James, we'll get it over to you at your place in Antioch, man, buddy.
Thank you, John Boy.
All right. Bottom of the hour, time for the top of your news. Right on the other side, our time capsule for this January 14th, early morning live, on the way.
This is the award-winning John Boy and Billy Big Show. The South's number one export.
Oh, huzzah! Good Motto says, welcome to the Renaissance Festival and have a super day.
Cadbury, what have you gotten me into?
Try to enjoy yourself, sir.
Enjoy myself? Look at these losers. Bunch of fruitcakes dressed up like lords and ladies. Give me a break. Which reminds me, how come you get to dress up like the king and I'm dressed as an idiot?
Not an idiot, sir. A fool.
Well, what's the difference?
Well, I picked this for you especially, sir. See, the fool, or the court jester, was known for his mirth, his wit, and his talent for bringing joy to the people.
Oh, well, that's not so bad.
An idiot is how you were dressed before, sir.
Okay. It's okay. We're here. We've seen it. I've had my turkey leg, steak on a stick, corn on a cob, beef stew, and an Italian ice. Let's go.
Go, sir, but we've only been here 15 minutes.
Cadbury, this is boring.
Sir, may I remind you that in all our time together, I have been forced to wrestle alligators, fight NASCAR fans, rumble at the Little League, go trick-or-treating with Mario, sign my name on breastises, and be stunned by one Mr. Stone Cold Steve Austin. The least you could do is let me enjoy one single day, sir.
Can't you think about anybody but yourself? Who's the one in charge around here? Remember our little saying?
Yes, sir.
Say it.
Isley. Big I know you, sir.
That's right. And Big I says it's time to go.
Oh, very well. After you, sir.
Hey, Your Majesty, honey.
Oh, dear.
Hey, Kingy, honey. You looking for a queen?
We were just leaving, madam.
Not so fast, Cadbury. Who are they?
Wenches, sir. Common gutter filth.
Hey, wenches. You know, little dirt never hurt anybody. Check out those outfits. They're practically falling out of those dresses.
I hadn't noticed, sir.
You need to stop hanging around Randy. Hey, old baby dolls.
Who you calling old?
I meant ye old.
Take a hike, redneck fool, honey.
I'm not a redneck fool. I'm John Boy.
Quit while you're ahead, sir.
What kind of wenches are you, anyway?
The kind interested in royalty. Right, Your Highness, honey? Here, let me hold your royal scepter.
Okay,
that's it. Come on, Cadbury.
But, sir, I...
Hurry back, Your Lordship, honey.
Duck into this porta-potty with me.
How dare you, sir? I have lowered myself many times in your service, but I will not be your royal wiper, sir.
No, stupid! Take your clothes off!
I'd prefer to remain just good friends if it's all the same to you, sir.
No, the baby dolls! They're only interested in royalty, stupid! Give me your outfit!
I will not, sir. I'm only wearing my boxers under my royal tunic.
You about done in the throne room, honeys?
Just a minute! If you're not gonna give it to me, I guess I'll just have to take it.
Come get some, sir.
Where's the other Your Majesty, honey?
I'm in charge of the kingdom now. Come on, wenches. I'll show you the royal Winnebago. I got a Knight's Tale on DVD.
Oh!
Sir? Anybody? I'm in a tight spot.
Oh, did someone say tight spot? Oh, huzzah! Fancy meeting you here. I love your outfit. Let me just close the door.
Oh, dear.
John Boy and Billy.
He's just being melodramatic. You've got to ignore it if you really want to help him.
Morning radio done right.
Big Show's on the radio.
Look, if I get it when you forget to turn Billy's mic on, but when you forget to turn your mic on,
how about that? Turn yours off. All right, now you're back on. Yeah, I have total control here.
Now let's back up to the part where you get where he doesn't turn my mic on.
Yeah, well, because, you know, he forgets.
Can't you get along with anybody?
He forgets. That's what I mean.
All right. Well, right now we are on time, no cue, all right? Got Tarmac's microphone on, okay, so here we go. And now, ladies and gentlemen, it's time once again for our mysterious visitor from the East, the all-seeing, all-knowing, and former personal stylist to Abe Vigoda, Tarmac the Magnificent.
That guy could wear a tie, I'll tell you.
Tarmac, I hold in my hands the envelopes. As a child of four could plainly see, these envelopes are hermetically sealed. They've been kept in a mayonnaise jar in Russell Crowe's underwear drawer since noon yesterday. So no one knows the contents of these envelopes. But you, in your mystical and semi-divine way, will ascertain the answers to these questions, having never before seen the questions. Are you ready?
Let's do it.
Well, here's envelope number one.
The Real Housewives of Beverly Hills.
The Real Housewives of Beverly Hills.
Who keeps the real plastic surgeons of Beverly Hills in business?
Yeah.
Seems like they have some work done. Mm. We're at envelope number two.
COVID-19 and Deadpool 2.
COVID-19 and Deadpool 2.
What was the final score of the COVID Deadpool game? Thank you.
Envelope number three.
The Raiders, the Steelers, and the Bills.
The Raiders, the Steelers, and the Bills.
Name three things people don't like about Congress. I tell you that right now.
We're in envelope number four.
Clash of the Titans.
Clash of the Titans.
Describe Dolly Parton in a sports bra.
Dolly. And we're at envelope number five.
Secretariat.
Secretariat.
Name a horse that can type 80 words a minute.
They type that script?
Yeah. Envelope number six.
Picking strawberries, washing a car, and a date with Kathy Griffin.
Picking strawberries, washing a car, and a date with Kathy Griffin.
Name three things you really need a bucket for. Thank you.
Envelope number seven.
Pootie Tang.
Oh, boy.
Pootie Tang.
What's the all-time worst-selling flavor of Tang?
We're at envelope number eight.
Wow.
All systems go.
All systems go.
What happens when you take Claritin, Ex-Lax, and Viagra at the same time?
And we're at envelope number nine.
Almondinger.
Almondinger.
What's the weirdest thing Dickie Betts ever saw backstage at a concert?
Think about it. Mm-hmm. All right, we got it. And Tarmac, I hold in my hands the final envelope.
May a lonely camel moisten your hot pocket.
Final envelope.
Pearl, a squirrel, and John Boy.
Hmm. Pearl, a squirrel, and John Boy.
Name three things at Booger Branch that pee outdoors.
That is Tarmac the Magnificent.
Yes, sir.
Good morning, everybody. More Big Show to come. Hang where you are.
Yo, what's up? This is Ike. And for all the 411 you need on all things redneck, just check out my two favorite crackers, John Bro and Biddley, right here on the Big Show. I'd listen to something else my own self, but white boy Patrick done broke off the knob in the Cadillac. Patrick! Never mind. Peace out.
Good morning, it's a Big Show on the radio for you Thursday, January 14th. All right. Easing through this work week. Oh, by the way, y'all remember we're on vacation next week. We go ahead and take our winter vacation. We're during the height of duck season.
You want me to do the part of the audience?
Yeah.
What? Oh, my God. You guys never take time off. You should take more time. Why don't you just go ahead and take this whole month?
Why, that doesn't sound like our audience at all.
That sounds like the guy who's got to do the best of the Big Show while we're on vacation.
Oh, I'm so happy.
Well, you do a great job, I hear, Randy.
Yeah, you hear.
You do a wonderful job.
I've thrown a couple of things in a couple of shows just to see if you're listening, and you haven't come back, so.
Yeah. I'll be up hunting them little duckies. But all right, yeah, my trophy tree stands too. I set it up, get it ready for next year. All right. So yeah, let me say, yeah, bear season out, everything, with deer's out up here. Yeah, so basically concentrating on the ducks. All right. I'm sorry, that was just my vacation plans in my head.
Very, very quiet. He's gonna be hunting rabbits later.
Wow, John Boy, you stay so busy.
Rabbit squirrel season's still in for the month of January where we are.
Well, so maybe while you're up there.
Maybe I'll bring you back a little present.
Okay.
Have you ever tried squirrel on a stick?
I have actually eaten squirrel, yes.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Good stuff, man. Yep. Of course, rabbit, if I had to choose, you know, I'd take rabbit over squirrel, but yeah, at best like that. Yeah. Rabbit, you ever cooked rabbit whole on a grill?
No, I've eaten rabbit as well.
Yeah,
my family, they were country people, so squirrel, rabbit, those were things that were often on the table.
And sometimes the nut will fall far from the tree.
Yes, sir.
Although there's some of them out there going, what do you mean country people? What's he talking about that?
Well,
I know a lot of people talk about eating squirrel and rabbit and say, well, I know, y'all know what you're missing, man. Check it out.
Yeah, it was. I wouldn't seek it out. I wouldn't look for it to show up at Harris Teeter, but it was okay.
All right. Well, anyway, so we'll eat what you want while we're on vacation.
Fine. Thank you.
Thanks.
Good morning, Big Show's on the radio. Coming up, we play John Boy Jeopardy. The winner gets an Astera Labs prize pack. Of course, Astera Labs, pharmaceutical grade CBD with zero THC and no bitter aftertaste. If you go to BigShow.com, click on the Astera banner, enter code JBB, you'll get 20% off all CBD products. Must be 18 to win, and we'll play in minutes. We're just going back to some of our most requested songs in the year 2020. This was, a Pillar's New Year's resolution at the first of last year. Well, see how that worked. I think he's good with it. Hit the tune.
My shirt stained red by barbecue pants like sticky with cheese fondue, beard smells like Dinty Moore beef stew, ready to eat again. Banned from every Chinese buffet, Golden Corral chased me away, scared of just how much I could weigh. These scales are not my friend, 'cause I'm a stuffed guy, not a very buff guy, big marshmallow fluff guy, cannot get enough guy. I'm the fat type, not a stealthy cat type, where's my pecker at type, you gonna eat all that type? I'm the fat guy. Sloppy Joe's, been years since I have seen my toes. Guess I'll just blame these Oreos. Order more chicken wings. Mashed potatoes stuck in my hair. Sweatpants, the only thing I wear. Diet, but I don't really care. Let's go to Burger King, 'cause I'm a round guy, big old fleshy mound guy, about 300 pound guy, make a lot of sounds guy. I'm the fat type, not a real Jack Sprat type, gravy by the fat type, rather I just sat type. I'm the fat guy. I'm only good at being fat. I never watch my weight. Let the haters hate me, 'cause I'm fat. Your kids are scared of me? I mean, I really don't see why that would be, except they saw me eat their cat. I'm the fat guy. I'm the fat guy.
More French fries, please. I'm starving.
Oh, yeah. Ah, hands up. Identify. Like it. All right, good deal. Well, let's play John Boy Jeopardy, shall we? Review yesterday's question. We found out this was the first major retailer to offer Sephora. No, that was on Tuesday. Let me see what we found out.
We
yesterday.
Did find that out, but that was earlier in the week.
Yeah, right? Yeah. Kmart offered Sephora checkout. All right.
See, he's so busy, he can't even keep up with his work.
I got a lot on me. All right, so here you go. Yesterday, we found out the ancient Egyptians became the first known humans that celebrated this annual event.
The birthday.
It is the birthday. We found out the queen and the male members of the royal family were the ones that started the whole thing. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, the king got in it. King and prince, but just queen. Were y'all ladies? All right, good time.
I didn't get all of that, but okay.
Yeah, I like how he stopped and looked up like he was, you know, trying to visualize it from a memory.
I was. I saw it all right here. All right, here we go. Very important. Today's John Boy Jeopardy. Believe it or not, up until 1994, the Japanese government funded a group of scientists that were working to determine if earthquakes were actually caused by the tail wiggling of these fish.
Okay, believe it or not, I don't believe it. That had to be a big one.
What kind of fish were the Japanese investigating? 1-800-BIG-SHOW, your toll-free line. We play John Boy Jeopardy next. Good Thursday morning, Big Show's on the radio.
Superfly.
Go ahead.
And Billy.
Yay!
Jack Handy behind the glass. All right. Hey, the video today brought to you by Astera Labs. Get ready to give away a big old prize package. Check them out at BigShow.com. We see a video. Our buddy Ric Flair picking Alabama with style, as only Nate can do it.
Woo!
Check it out at BigShow.com. And right now, let's play.
Yes, live across America, it's John Boy Jeopardy.
Wah, 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 wah.
And now your host, who does pretty much everything woo style, except for, you know, the Superfly thing. He's John Boy.
And thank you. Let's say hey to Scott out of Pelion, South Carolina. Good morning, Scott.
Good morning, John Boy. How you doing?
Hey, man, I cannot complain, but I will.
Oh, yeah.
Nobody wants to hear all that.
Thank you for being honest, Scott. all right, man, well, you first up. Let's see what you got. So, believe it or not, up until 1994, the Japanese government funded a group of scientists that were working to determine if earthquakes were actually caused by the tail wiggling of these fish. So what fish would that be, Scott?
Well, my first thought was something totally different, but I couldn't use that because they're not a fish. It's a mammal. But I'm going to go with catfish, John Boy.
Wait a minute. Before we see if that's right, what mammal were you thinking? Whales?
I thought it might have been a whale.
Ah, yeah, whales, yeah.
Size, you know.
Because they have big tails, yeah. But so you...
That's right, but they're not a fish.
So you decided on catfish because... There's
yes,
fish in their name, so you're pretty sure about that. So, is it?
Yeah, well,
let's say, is it cat?
Well, my favorite fish to eat and catch, so there you go.
All right, well,
excellent.
Well,
let's drag this out even more.
I've been learning about Scott and his fish, man. Is it catfish? Yes, it is. You're right on it. Catch them, eat them, and. By the way, the study was concluded with the following response. No, they are not.
There you go.
But it was in Japanese, so uh-huh. like that. So,
well, I wouldn't have been able to read it anyway. It was in Japanese.
Yeah. I like better with Japanese when they're doing stupid stuff like that instead of like the Chinese, you know, making viruses to kill us all.
Yeah.
They were the fun Asians wow. over there. Hey, well, Scott, good work there, buddy. The Astera Labs prize pack is headed down your way.
All right. Well, thank you, sir. And you all have yourself a wonderful day.
You too, my boy. Hang on. Bottom of the hour, time for the top of your news. And right on the other side, more time, we got Bob Ibach, you Alabama fans. Hang on, boys. Good morning, it's a big show on the radio. Right now, our man Bob Ibach from Nyco Sports is on the line. Good morning, Bob.
Hey, good morning, John Boy and Billy. I knew we'd be back talking Bama football.
Well, man, we called it, Bob, Alabama, another national championship, buddy.
Number 18, I tell you, you know, I watched that game the other night, and it was just amazing. Men against boys, and watching the Devontae Smith catch all those passes. I mean, he had 12 passes, 215 yards, and three touchdowns, won the MVP after winning the Heisman earlier in the week, and he only played the first half because he injured his hand and still got the MVP of the game. So, you know, a lot of great memories. I went back and looked, John Boy and Billy, at the beginning of this season, figuring out, can we get through it with all the, you know, COVID-19 problems and the virus and over 130 college games were canceled or postponed during the season. Yet, we had a college championship, and now Alabama are the champions. And people will remember this season for years to come. It was so historic. It would be talked about. Fathers will pass down the stories to their kids, and their grandparents will talk about this for years to come. And what we've talked about last week with you and what we're talking about today is a full-size Rawlings championship football for Alabama. Only 5,000 of these will ever be produced. They come with an individually numbered certificate of authenticity. $99 will snag you one of these. It benefits Extra Yard for Teachers, which is a group that I've worked with, gosh, for the last 5-6 years, to help raise monies for school teachers around the country. We've raised several $100,000 from something like this. And in a moment, I'll give out a toll-free number and a website how you can still get this football. We're well over halfway sold out, so when I give out that number, I urge you, call today or you'll get left out, because with this being such a historic season, these will become something that, not just a football, but it'll be a piece of American history that you're going to want to have. But before I do that, I want to point out on the football, everything is embossed on the ball. You'll get the entire undefeated season for the Crimson Tide laid out across that first panel, game by game, with the date, score, and the opponent right next to an Alabama helmet logo. The panel right below that has some Crimson Tide football facts and trivia, and they've got the Alabama logo, and all 18 of the Tide's national championships are right there. And then the third and last panel on the ball has the official logo for the college football playoffs, the score 52-24. And I'll have to say that again for any Ohio State fan out there, 52-24. and then you've got the logo, and it'll say national champions on this part of the ball. So, beautiful item to get for an upcoming maybe a birthday or Father's Day, Mother's Day gift, or even maybe an anniversary, or you got Valentine's Day coming up. Here's how you can order it while we still have a few left. It's 1-800 1-800-345-2868. That's a toll-free number. 1-800-345-2868. Or check it out online. You can see the beautiful Alabama championship football online at nicosports.com. You spell it N-I-K-C-O sports.com. Again, that number, 1-800-345-2868. Do not delay, because every year we sold this out, every year I get calls after the game saying, begging me, Bob, do you have any of these footballs left? I say, guys, they're gone. Only 5,000 made. I do encourage people, get yourself a piece of American history and enjoy this, and as I say, roll tide.
All right, Bob, we appreciate you, buddy. Sounds good, man.
You have a great day. Be good now.
Thank you very much. Once again, you can go to thebigshow.com, click on the NICO Sports banner, take you right there, or you can call. Operator standing by right now, 800-345-2868. It's Alabama Championship Footballs. We'll sell out. So get you one right now. Good morning. It is the Big Show on the radio Thursday morning. As we all know, these are tense times in America, and while other people are content just to sit and complain about it, one man is doing his best to help. His name is Claude W. Norvis, and he's an emotional support clown. We have him in the studio. Welcome, Mr. Norvis.
Thank you, John Boy. And oh, please, call me Tom.
Tom?
Yeah, that's my clown name.
Tom the Clown.
That's me. Tom the Emotional Support Clown.
That's a kind of an unusual name for a clown.
Yeah, I know. I spent months trying to find a good clown name. Blubo, Flappy, Stinkbug. I even tried that symbol Prince used. They were all taken. So I chose Tom. Of course, if you have any suggestions.
How about Astronerd?
I think there's already a clown using that.
Yeah, so what made you decide to become an emotional support clown?
Well, that's a good question. Well, you see, John Boy, I'm what some experts refer to as an empath, or someone who can feel what other people are feeling.
Can you tell me what I'm feeling?
Sure, you have to pee.
Man, you're good.
Well, it's that little dance you're doing. It's a dead giveaway.
So what does an emotional support clown do?
My job is to provide a little levity to help take a person's mind off what a crappy world this is. Help them de-stress. You know, the old saying, turn that frown upside down. And it varies by the individual. You know, some folks want the pantomime stuff. The jar that won't open, pushing the door that says pull, got your nose. The booger on that you can't get off your finger is very popular with my younger clients.
That makes sense.
Some folks like the more slapstick approach. Squirting lapel flower, seltzer bottle, and for the right price, I'll do the old pie in the face. You have to be careful with that one, though. I hit a woman with a banana cream pie. She wound up in the hospital.
Ah, allergic to bananas?
No, she leaned into it.
Ah.
I really laid her out there. I don't want to brag, but I have a pretty good follow-through.
Right. Well, a lot of people need to take emotional support animals on airplanes. So do you do that?
Oh, yeah. It's a bit of a hassle, though. The TSA is really interested in the big shoes for some reason.
All right.
One time I thought I'd have a little fun. I put a little terrorist doll in my shoe, you know, just for a laugh.
Did they laugh?
No, not really.
Well, no offense. It just seems like a clown is an odd choice. So many people are afraid of clowns.
Well, John Boy, I believe that that's an old wives' tale. Many more people were afraid of me in my last job.
What was that?
I was a dentist.
Ooh.
I had to give that up. I tried to combine the two, and apparently people don't want a clown poking around in their mouths.
Well, can't really blame them.
Yeah, that was probably a mistake.
So, Tom the Clown, do you ever get people who just don't respond to any of your bits?
Oh, sure. There's always a few.
So what do you do in those cases? I mean, do you have a secret weapon, something that works every single time?
Absolutely.
Classic. So you carry a good old-fashioned whoopee cushion.
Oh, it's a can't miss, John Boy. Everyone laughs at the whoopee cushion. Even nuns think it's a hoot. But it's odd that people don't chuckle at the real thing.
Hilarious. You're a real pro.
Well, I appreciate the compliment, but Unfortunately, that wasn't the whoopee cushion.
Oh, so that was...
Yeah, I apologize.
Yikes.
But at least I can wrap this up with another fan favorite.
All right, what's that?
The clenched cheek walk away. Huh. So remember, folks, it's Tom, the emotional support clown. Gotta go, literally.
Good morning, everybody. The Big Show is right here on the radio.
Saints be praised. You lifted the two fine lads. Two boys dedicated to putting a smile on your face and a song in your heart. As long as you buy their bloody grilling sauce. John Boy and Billy on the Big Show. Faith and Begorra.
Good morning, Big Show's on the radio. Look at y'all Big Show listeners keeping up. Several of you noticed we didn't play our backyard bowl bit back when we were kids. And we usually do that around the national championship time, of course, which Alabama handled Ohio State Monday night. Bob Ock just talking about the football day and get Alabama fans and take care of the backyard bowl coming up in minutes. And, in our video of the day, perfect right here, when Nature Boy picked Alabama to beat Ohio State. It was during the pregame stuff on ESPN Monday night. So in case you missed that, and Jackie missed it, so that's what we're showing it to her. I said, man, yeah, let's share that. So that's our video of the day. And Jackie said Nate was in town and called you.
He wanted me to come out and have a cocktail over at the Palm here in Charlotte. And I said, sure. 30 minutes later, I'm like, Randy will kill me if I go to the Palm.
So a little Randy with a halo popped up on one shoulder.
I wouldn't do that.
Don't do that.
I had to call him back and I said, I can't come, Nate. I can't come out and hang around people. And
especially the people you usually hang
around.
Yeah,
he had his...
And then a little John Boy popped up with horns on.
Do it! Oh my gosh, Jackson, I'm in town. Come have a cocktail with me. He said I can't have but a couple, and I'm like, good, because I can't have but a couple.
Well, I tell you what, man, Nature's looking good these
He
days
is.
Too,
I'm so proud of him.
Yeah, man.
I was watching him the other night with his daughter, walking her down to wrestle.
Oh yeah,
oh Johnny, stuff. I cried. I laughed so hard. Some girl wiggled her butt at him that his daughter was fighting against. So his daughter fell over in the ring, and he grabbed his daughter's leg, grabbed her leg like he was trying to, you know, help the other girl because her little butt was cute in front of him. So the daughter kicked him out of the ring. They're mad at each other now.
Oh,
at daggone Nate. He is so much fun.
I love him. You got to check this out if you hadn't seen it.
Oh, he's the video is out of this world, isn't it?
Yeah. I can't stand Ohio State. I love the two woos at the end and then
woo,
his little smile.
Woo! And then he smiles. I love him. He said, you got to come see me. You're the only woman my wife will let me have a drink with.
Well, I guess she does know him. All right, we're good. Well, sooner or later you can get back up with it, baby. But y'all check out the Nate at thebigshow.com. Good morning, Big Show's on the radio. Coming up, the easiest way for you to win is the current events quiz. Take C, get a Liquid Performance automotive cleaning and detailing kit. Liquid Performance, the world's highest quality full synthetic gasoline and diesel fuel additives. And when you go to BigShow.com, you click on the Liquid Performance banner, you'll get 20% off all appearance, maintenance, and performance products. All you got to do is enter code JBB at checkout. Hang on, we'll play in minutes. But first, here we go.
NBS Sports presents Backyard Bowl 4, sponsored in part by Stinky Johnson. Stinky Johnson reminds you that Eddie Brown eats boogers. And by Butch and his pal Butch Light. Know when to say uncle.
Good afternoon, everybody. Dickie Pruitt along with Tubby Jackson live from the vacant lot beside Mrs. Mortison's house, bringing you the war between the hedges and the street. It's Backyard Bowl 4.
Yeah, we're about to get underway. There's some haggling going on down there. It looks like the last two slots on the team rosters.
Well, of course, here at Backyard Football, a little different. The rosters are actually made while standing on the field. So we're down to the final two slots.
Yes, it's Citizen Randy and Benny's little sister. They call her The Girl.
Yeah, looking for good things from The Girl. She's little. She is quick. I see there more haggling going on. Yeah. The Blazers are invoking the familiar "we had him last time" rule.
Which, of course, means The Girl is going to join their lineup. Yeah.
Well, looks like the Crushers are going to have to take Randy. And
you know, Dickie, unless I miss my guess, Randy's going to be the one who has to stay in and block.
I remember back at Backyard Bowl 3 when he actually convinced them to let him go out for a pass. Hit in the face. Game ended early when he cried, took his ball, and went home.
Who could forget that?
Well, you know, a lot of people wouldn't be surprised to see Randy in the lineup up at all, but today perhaps the most important player on the field. Got to be a first for Randy.
That's because, of course, it's his football.
It's his ball, yeah. Exactly. Hardly been used at all. Remember back during barefoot season, he had a little red splotch on his foot from kicking the laces, but his mom took care of that.
Yep, she wrote that "kick me here" on the magic marker there.
Yes, on the other side, which has really helped Randy out so far.
Well, see, nobody has a coin for the toss. What's going on? Okay, the Crushers win a quick round of rock, paper, scissors, and
like
they're going to elect
to receive. And they will take the end of the field where it is limb-free. The trees, of course, bushes on one side and the street on the other.
Oh, looks like some trouble down there.
What's happening?
I can't believe this. Randy making sports history here today, folks. He's becoming the only player ever to get hurt playing rock, paper, scissors.
So a delay of the ball game, delay at the start of the ball game. So we'll pause for this announcement from Stinky Johnson.
Scoot around, Leslie, sitting in the tree. K-I-S-S-I-N-G. First comes love, then comes Mary, then comes Scooter with the baby carriage. And Eddie Brown eats boogers.
All right, now the first play of the game about to get underway for Backyard Bowl 4. Opening with the classic everybody out for a pass play.
Yeah, we've seen that many times here in the Backyard Bowl.
Except, of course, for Randy, who will stay in and block.
Yes, yes.
See the duck. Eddie Waddell lines up wide right.
There's Mario King, lines up not quite as wide right.
And there goes Tubby Rise, lines up so far right, he's behind the bushes. Wait. Tubby's just relieving himself, getting ready for Backyard Bowl.
I think we're ready.
Okay, Waddell cuts right at the big rock. Button hooks at the manhole cover. A long pass. Whoa! My goodness.
Hit the power line.
That is a do-over.
All right, why don't we just go ahead and run this up a little bit. Probably don't have time for the whole game, so we'll just join. Hey, what was that guy? We'll join in further action. The guy who did Notre Dame football, you know what I'm talking about?
And now, further action later in the game.
Okay, yeah, that's good.
Wait, a break, and looks like Randy is crying hysterically.
He's arguing with the official. I think he's saying the girl didn't count to three before she rushed.
Well, no, let's see. Actually, she did count. He's just going with the old argument. She didn't say one Mississippi, two Mississippi, three Mississippi before she crossed the line of scrimmage.
The girl has been all over him all day.
Well, she is a year older than him, and twice his size, and, of course, about three or four times the athletic ability that...
Yeah, let's just move it on.
Wait a minute, Randy. No, you don't run forward. We'll do it. Guess we heard enough. All right, well, let's move to further action in the game.
Okay, here we have the two-minute warning has just sounded. Mom calling the offensive line in for dinner. It is crunch time.
That's right. It's going to be first team to score wins. Here we go.
All righty. It's everybody go long for a pass. Except Randy, who will stay in and block.
All right. Stinky fades back to pass. Uh-oh. Ooh, trouble here. Randy trips, falls down.
He's crying again. Looks like everybody else is laughing at him. He said that was his good pair of britches. His mom told him he couldn't mess them up. And, this has got to hurt.
Look. Yep. He's mad. Yep.
Is he taking it?
He's taking his ball.
Going home. Yeah. Thus ends Backyard Bowl number 4, reminiscent of last year's game when it ended
like
on a similar note.
Game,
well, we'll meet back here the next afternoon weekend. Okay. Sudden death. Everybody splitting. Here comes Dad with the belt. It's time to leave.
Backyard Bowl 4 has been a presentation of NBS Sports.
the network where the really cool guys hang out.
All right.
Good time.
Bringing back memories. Well, let's play the current events quiz. Bidley, what are we dealing with?
Let's meet the world's tallest cow.
Okay. 1-800-BIG-SHOW, you toll-free line across America. You take C, you will win. We play next. Good morning, this is Big Show on the radio. We're rolling through your Thursday, January 14th. And our video today brought to you by Astera Labs, pharmaceutical-grade CBD with zero THC and no bitter aftertaste. Just a few minutes ago, see Nature Boy picking Alabama to beat Ohio State, his style. Right there at thebigshow.com. All righty. Now, we ready, girls? Oh, we're not ready, girls.
Ready?
Okay.
Okay. Comb your hair and take a whiz. It's time for the current events quiz. Tennessee!
Yay! I knew that wasn't going to work.
Randy's is got this like a remix or something?
No, Randy got you. I'm telling you, man. I got a shoulder. I can't lift my arm there to punch the buttons on my left on the computer. So, Randy set me up a keypad. I know I can't do that, but then he put white out on different keys that I need to hit.
See, so this is why Ric Flair didn't call you to come have a drink.
So all right, it only took a few days for I messed up. Yeah.
She's a whiny little runt, isn't she?
So it looks like, yeah, we got Kevin from Phoenix City, Alabama on the line here. Good morning, Kevin.
Good morning.
Good morning. Hey. All right. By the way, yeah, we had our first loser of the current events quiz yesterday. Only took 13 days in this new year.
But the keyboard had nothing to do with that.
Right. I'm just saying streaks are ending here this week for some reason. All right. Well, Kevin, glad you made it in here. You listen to Bidley and you win.
Well, the Guinness Book of World Records has an entry for just about everything, including world's tallest cow. The current record holder lives on a farm near Rockford, Illinois. Her name is Blossom, and at the shoulder, she stands 6 feet 4 inches tall.
Oh, man. Wow.
That's a big cow.
Yeah, it is.
The cow's owner says she knew Blossom was special, describing her size as a growth spurt that just never stopped. An advertising agency in Chicago wants to sign Blossom to a contract. If she takes the deal, look for her in a new TV commercial with the tagline, A, milk, it makes you big and strong. B, don't have a cow, call Geico. Or C, Chick-fil-A, eat more chicken now.
What you got, Kevin?
I'm going to have to take C.
We're back on our winning ways. Big old bucket of liquid performance. Automotive cleaning. Bucket was the word I was looking for. Big old bucket of liquid performance.
Yeah, we're giving away the buckwood in a couple of weeks.
Yeah. He's talking like the guy in Fat Albert. Help a Arbyeba. Kevin, Jackie working out with you now, buddy.
All right, can I give a shout out?
Yes, you can.
I just want to give a shout-out to my lovely wife. She's a teacher in Phoenix City from where I live, and I just want to thank all the healthcare workers and our military worldwide.
Well, all right, Kevin, you kiss your wife for us, buddy.
I will.
On the mouth.
Huh. I don't think he's going to do it.
Bottom of the hour, time for the top of your news. Yeah, man, nothing tootin' my horn, the boys right on the other side. For the first time this year, we act psyched. Good morning, Big Show's on the radio. Yeah, looking back, a lot of stuff that happened in 2020 never happened before, like we found out about Karens. How would you briefly describe a Karen, Randy?
A woman of a certain age who believes she's entitled to more than she should be.
All right.
It's more than just a haircut, although the haircut is very similar in many cases.
Yep, it just works out that way.
Yeah. Even Hoyt and Moore's figured it out enough to do a song about it. Hit it.
Ladies and gentlemen, Junior Nation Band presents yet another entry in our pandemic hit parade. If they don't come up with a vaccine pretty soon, we're going to have a whole album. Shoot, we might have a box set. This one goes out to a friend of ours having a hard time right now. We'll just call her Karen. There is nothing that is wrong in asking you to wear a mask at Costco. Brand new virus going round, so calm your crazy ass on down and work with me, or they'll make us leave. Calm down, Karen, and put your face mask on. It's the very smallest thing we can all do. Calm down, Karen, or they'll send us both back home. I've been trying all day long just to shop with you. But wait, there's more. Our hands are freshly sanitized. Please don't touch your nose and eyes and mouth. We're here and we got stuff to buy. That is all that matters. We need groceries. So baby, please, calm down, Karen. Put your face mask on. It's the very smallest thing we can all do. Calm down, Karen. They'll show us both the door. I've been trying mighty hard just to shop with you. You know, the craziest thing about this pandemic is it's turned normal women into these what you call Karens. Women held it together fine through learning how to make Zoom calls and how to get groceries without going in the store and distance learning their youngins. But if a guy at the Verizon store tries to hand him a face mask, they turn into the Tasmanian devil headlining at Ozfest. It's the scariest thing I've ever seen. And I accidentally saw Terry Hansen naked one time. But that, as they say, is a story for another day. I long to see that paper mask covering your face so easily. So leave the greeter guy alone. We'll get our crap and head back home so speedily. If you work with me, calm down, Karen, and put your face mask on. It's the very smallest thing we can all do. Calm down, Karen. You still can breathe just fine. I've been trying all day long just to shop with you. Calm down, Karen. Put your face mask on. It's the very smallest thing we can all do. Calm down, Karen. We'll be back home real soon. I've been trying all day long just to shop with you. By the way, if your name really is Karen, we apologize for that getting hung on you this year, but things are tough all over. I tell you to calm down, but I know y'all hate that too.
Thursday morning, Big Show's on the radio. It's time to Act Psych.
Yo, what's up? Welcome to Act Psych, the place to go for all the 411 you need for all your what you call intrapersonal relationshipacy. Dig this, dear Ike. This isn't really a relationship question, but I just wanted to know what someone like you does on New Year's Eve. I'm just a cable installer and don't really know anything about the rock and roll lifestyle. Let me live... little buddy, what's that word?
Vicariously.
Vicariously.
That means he's just going to watch it and enjoy it through you.
That sounds kind of perfect. I can't wait to hear how a musical icon celebrates. Thanks in advance, Troy in Birmingham. Dear Troy, New Year's Eve? Damn, you're about 50 years too late, brother. Back in my time, it was lively times. Sex, drugs, and rock and roll. Nowadays, it's Skinamax, Gerald Tull, and Miley Cyrus swinging on a ball. But this year was different, thanks to white boy Patrick. Let me preach on it. But now everybody knows about white boy Patrick. He's my official intern for life. Time to time, I regretterate giving him that title, like this past New Year's Eve. Now see, I ain't one of them spring chitlins no more. I just wanted to hang out at the crib, eat some pig's feet, pickled eggs, a variety of them little, what you call, who's duvas. Then we was going to kick back, pop a malt liquor tall boy, and watch my prized collection of Dolomite movies on the VCR. You know, expose the boys to some real culture. But Patrick, or as he is now known, that damn Patrick, had other plans, none of which involved me. Man, what's up that, man? Hell, I must be getting old. I missed all the signs of trouble on the horizontal. For a long time, Patrick wanted his own vehicle instead of always taking a Broham. One day I asked him what he wanted for Christmas, and he said a cheap Escort to hang his fuzzy dice on. So I called my main man, Slip Repeat, down at Pimpan Motors for the hookup. Now, just a few years ago, I'd have known that cheap Escort was a hoe, and fuzzy dice were, well, his fuzzy dice. So there we is. We're sitting there watching Rudy Ray Moore swing that pimp cane, sucking the meat out of them pig knuckles. And I notice white boy Patrick getting all antsy-pantsy. So I get up to get us another couple cold ones. And when I come back, there's three hoochie mamas dancing around. Behind my back, he called up that delivery service, Boober. It's kind of like carpooling for skeezers. They good, too. They put hoe on the go out of business. Now, all this would have been great if I'd had some notice, but I was slap out of my Niagara, and the EBT card don't cover oysters. So here I is in my brand new Royale Purple Polyestrogen Walmart PJs, sipping my last malt liquor and trying to keep them biatches from recording over Dolomite. There's that damn Patrick dancing like to some Lady Gugu song stripped to his Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer G-string. I'll give you one guess where the red nose was. They was all carrying on, and there I sat looking like Grady from Sanford and Son. The last straw was catching one of them skanks eating my cheese whiz right out of the can. You don't never put your mouth on a man's cheese whiz can. Then the unthinkable happened. Patrick called me Buzz Killington. First, I thought it was a compliment, like that guy from Toy Story. But no, that ain't it. That hurt. That cut deep. Deeper than that groupie did with that fro pick in Detroit back in 63. I lost my mind. This was supposed to be our night. Just a musical icon and his wacky intern. But then they had to go and ruin it. Just plain ruined it. He stormed out, hose in tow, and my cheese whiz tucked in the waistband of his damn G-string. Even if he give it back, I ain't gonna touch it now. So everybody out there, if you see a slightly doughy cracker, about 6'3", with a G-string and SpongeBob slippers, driving a Bondo Brown 77 Escort, call me. I hate to say it, but I miss him, damn it! And if you ain't sure it's him, holla, show me your belly. If he does, it's him. You don't know what you got till it's gone, even if it's a cracker. Who eats you out of house and home and ain't nothing but a slacker. He never kept a Broham clean or washed his stinky drawers. but I loved him like a long-lost son, even when he didn't do his chores. I missed the way he'd eat baked beans that made his belly tight, that he could fart the theme from Shaft, or The Lion Sleeps Tonight. Come back home, Patrick, and bring the hose. Hang up the sign, Do Not Disturb. But if they eat my cheese whiz one more time, I'll kick all your asses to the curb. He says, Ike, Mrs. Patrick, peace out.
If you want to ask Ike, mail to Ike, Ike, John Boy Billy, P.O. Box 19111, Charlotte, N.C. 28219.
And pick me up some cool menthols on the way home.
It's a big show on the radio, John Boy Billy, Tater Pillars, Randy Jackie, and you listening.
Hiya, pal! You are listening to two of the funniest guys on the radio, and my fraternity brothers at the Raccoon Lodge, John Boy and Billy on the big show. Are they funny? Are they funny? Oh, ho, 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 ho! Good morning, it's a big show on the radio, Thursday, January 14th. Looking on the celebrity birthday list, actress Faye Dunaway is like 80 years old today. Faye Dunaway. In that movie, you know, I always think about Mommy Dearest, the one she was playing Joan Crawford.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
You're like, no wire hangers, no wire hangers. She was acting like a Karen back in that movie.
Yeah, she was. Maybe she was the original Karen.
Oh, well, look here. It says, despite being one of the major roles in her career, that Dunaway separates herself as much as possible from the film Mommy Dearest. Well, I guess so.
Until the checks come in. I'm sure she takes them right to the back. Yeah.
And I can't remember who was playing her daughter. Was it somebody famous?
Can't remember her name.
Yeah, something like that.
She never really became a huge star, but she was in a lot of stuff at one time.
So, as Joan Crawford, had she already passed away when Faye Dunaway was doing the movie about her?
I think so.
Like that, because it looked like she'd be the one to be about half hot about it.
Mm-hmm. You think? Yeah. It's like the movie we're going to do about you. Wait a minute. Didn't mean to say that out loud. That was just kidding.
Oh, man.
And to make it even weirder, it's a pop-up book. Yeah.
And the callback line is, no barbecue fat stuff.
You might want to work on that a little bit for you.
The pork
He's
rinds.
Not playing you. Don't worry about that.
Pork rinds jumped right out of my head.
All right.
So although the no barbecue fat stuff does have potential. We'll work on it. We'll workshop.
And who was it Peter from the J. Giles Band that we hung out with for a couple of days?
Peter Wolf?
Yeah,
yes,
Peter Wolf.
They were married, yeah.
Yeah, he was married. Yeah. I remember I asked him about that. Hey, Dunaway. Mm. He just kind of rolled his eyes.
Well.
Yeah. Hmm. It didn't last.
No, it didn't last very long.
I heard that.
Yeah. All right. And finally, singer Jack Jones is 83. He sings the Love Boat theme.
That's the only story we have about it.
Remember that day we hung out with Jack? All right. And mainly, as always, happy birthday to you.
Oh, you're so observant, aren't you? Are you a detective?
Good morning. Got the big show on the radio coming up. We play Wordy Word. The winner gets a Happy Herd prize pack. Of course, Happy Herd makes the highest quality attractants, minerals, and feed for deer, bear, and hogs in the hunting industry. You're not using a Happy Herd nutrition system. You better hope your neighbors aren't either. And as you like my neighbors, just come on over and hunt off our pile. Go to BigShow.com, click on the Happy Herd link, enter code JBB2020 at checkout, and you'll get 25% off of your order. Hang on, you win it in minutes. It's time for Tatertainment News. Here's our girl, Marcy Tater Moran.
And just remember, you asked for it. Hey, First off, we need to pay our respects. We need to pay our respects to Tommy Lasorda, the Hall of Fame manager who led the L.A. Dodgers to the World Championships in 1981 and 1988, has died of heart failure. He was 93 years old. I don't know if you know this, but Lasorda's history with the Dodgers dates back to 1954 when he pitched for the team when they were the Brooklyn Dodgers.
That's something, man. I remember Rafer telling that old story about Lasorda at a Concord, North Carolina. Was playing some double-A ball.
Tell you what,
we're not gonna expand on that.
No.
Sorry, just a memory I have.
Right.
Just a memory. moving into a show that maybe your wives watched. I don't know, Sex and the City. I don't know if that was on a lot in your households. But it looks like they
have
will
met
not
our wives?
Leave.
And it wasn't in the city, in the country.
It wasn't even in my house.
Why? What happened to them?
Well, nothing. They are going to reunite, and
that shouldn't be creepy at all.
They're going to do a reunion. They're going to start shooting for that in the spring for 10 new episodes. They will. The next chapter of Sex and the City will air on HBO Max, and will explore the complicated reality of life and friendship of Carrie, Miranda, and Charlotte in their 50s, according to Variety magazine.
At this time, I'm guessing they're hitting on the doctor at the nursing home to try to get a COVID vaccine.
Know.
I think they're going to call it Golden Ghouls.
Cougars in the City. Not quite sure how they're going to do that. But Kim Cattrall, who was Samantha, who was the one that talked like this, and was really the sexiest of all of them. She is not going to be... Well, okay. Well, she's not going to be reuniting with them because she had a falling out with Sarah Jessica Parker, for those of you who do care, and they have not made up, and so she will not be in the reunion.
Hello, hello, Ginger, Marianne, Gilligan's Island. Hello, don't hold out on the reunions.
Letting you know, just letting you know.
Woman, hold a grudge.
Yeah, well.
I'm going to write that down.
That's the name of the new show, as a matter of fact. Woman of Holy Grudge.
Well, now I'll watch.
No, you live it. All right. Jeff Bezos is no longer the world's wealthiest person. The title now belongs to, guess who? That's right, Elon Musk.
The James Bond supervillain is actually the richest man in the world now. Yeah.
He's the Tesla and SpaceX entrepreneur. His net worth, just as of last week, exceeded $195 billion.
I'm telling you, if he ever does decide to become a supervillain, we're all dead.
Oh, yeah. Okay, definitely. Yeah. But don't worry, he'll stupid himself out of the top spot
pretty
quick.
He's been known to do that, too. Yeah.
And I tell you, he just, you know, in those circles, he just barely beat out Bezos by $10 billion. Ah. So, you know, it was a close right. run, but Bezos dropped a second.
Meanwhile, Warren Buffett is over there going, I ain't dead yet!
Right.
Well, you know what? The five richest people on the planet in order are now Musk, Bezos, Bill Gates, French businessman Bernard Arnault, and Mark Zuckerberg. So Warren didn't even make the top five.
Yeah, what a loser.
I know. Mark Zuckerberg has only $102 billion in the bank, according to Bloomberg.
See you later, poors.
He's slumming.
Yeah.
Oh, the final Alex Trebek episode that he taped in October aired last Friday, and Jeopardy now is starting to do some temporary hosts. Many that they are considering this as an audition role, and many that they're looking at to do this is one of the former news anchors, Katie Couric.
Really?
She wouldn't comment on whether she wants the job permanently, but she is going to be one of the temporary hosts. And, of course, Jeopardy champion Ken Jennings is also going to take the hosting reins this week. He's presumably the front runner for the position, but he has had some tarnishing of his reputation recent from social media, where apparently he tweeted and made fun of a handicapped person. And so that's social media follows you.
I'll take really dumb moves for $1,000.
Gotta watch out for that. Dr. Anthony Fauci thinks that if everyone would smarten up and practice COVID-19 protocols, we could see theaters and other live entertainment venues reopening sometime in the fall of 2021.
But don't worry, he'll change his mind in a little bit. Mm.
He says everything's got to go right, though. By the time we get to the early to mid-fall, you can have people feeling safe performing on stage as well as people in the audience. But for that to happen, vaccine distribution needs to succeed. The theaters have to have good ventilation and proper air filters, and audience members will have to wear masks. Mm. Do all that, and I think he can start getting back to almost full capacity of seating, he said.
All right. Mm.
Anyone? Yeah. All right.
No.
And speaking of artists, boy, they are just selling off all their stuff. Selling it, selling it. Lindsey Buckingham and Neil Young are the latest artists to sell their publishing.
Mm-hmm. Their publishing rights?
That? Yeah.
Their publishing rights. So Lindsey Buckingham.
No, their newspaper collection.
Well, I'm just trying to help her out.
He made an undisclosed deal with Hib. I think I'm saying this right. I guarantee you're not.
I think it's pronounced hypnosis, even though it's spelled weird.
Okay, because I want to say hypnosis, but yeah, hypnosis songs. And he parted with 100% of the rights to 161 songs, which includes those he wrote for Fleetwood Mac, along with 50% of his unreleased material. Now, Neil Young, he also made the deal with Hypnosis songs. Mm-hmm. They bought 50% of his catalog of 1,180 songs, but they left Neil Young with approval where songs can be placed. So no word on how much Lindsey Buckingham made off the deal, but estimates on Neil Young, they said, according to Billboard, they estimate that the catalog is valued between $90 and $105 million, giving Neil somewhere between $45 and $52 million.
And I saw something about Lindsey Buckingham. The reason he decided to do it right now, it's not just because everybody else is doing it. He has had some heart problems. He has heart problems in his family. I think his father and one of his brothers died early of heart trouble. And he's had some heart problems, and they say that they think he is trying to make things as simple as possible if something happens to him for his family. So he wants to make the deal now while he's still around to do it.
All right.
That is very smart.
Yeah.
And that's a look at Tatertainment. Told you don't expect a lot. I told you.
That's good. Thank you very much.
All right.
Well, let's get us a winner. Let's play Wordy Word. 1-800-BIG-SHOW, you toll-free line. You can also go to thebigshow.com, click the on-air contest button. Think you'll be good at Wordy Word, can't get through, Jack will call you. We play next. Good morning. It's the Big Show on the radio rolling through your Thursday. Our video today brought to you by Astera Labs, pharmaceutical grade CBD with zero THC. No bitter aftertaste. Our boy Nate picks Alabama to beat Ohio State. He was right on it. Missing on the score a little bit, but the woos make up for it. Y'all check out Flair and our video of the day at thebigshow.com. And be taking a classic beer request off the wall coming up in minutes. But right now, let's do it.
Well, everybody's heard about the bird.
To play the birdie word and the wordy word, let's meet the contestants. We got Vicky from Brewton, Alabama. Good morning, Vicky.
Good morning.
Good morning. And we got Keith from Hamilton, Tennessee. Good morning, Keith.
Morning.
Morning. All right, y'all, welcome. Tennessee versus Alabama. Keith, you're on Team Tater and Randy. On a little winning streak here, y'all, boy. And Vicky.
No, I think you're on a little losing streak.
Vicky on the John Boy Miller side. We'll take care of that, won't we, Vic?
That's it. Wrong time. Got to.
All right. So, Keith, you relax me, and Vicky will go for the first 30 seconds. All right? That's a plan. Okay. Vicky, are you ready?
I'm ready.
Okay. Start the clock now. When you got to pay to drive on a road, it is a...
Oh.
Yes. All right. Rhymes with it. This little animal digs in your ground.
Mole.
Yes. Rhymes with it. Rock and... Music.
Roll.
Yes. Rhymes with it. Not a piece, but the blank thing.
Hole.
Yes. Rhymes with it. The chark blank. It's black. You burn it.
You charred. Burnt.
You dig for?
Gold.
No.
Well, she's right. You know, you do dig for gold sometimes.
All right. Well, we put a 4 on the board. Good work, Vicky.
Awesome.
So, all right. So, Tater, you got him in front of you. And Keith, are you ready to play?
I'm ready.
All right.
Picking up on the rhyming, right?
I don't know. I can't see it. Yep. I'm trying to help Keith out there, all right? All right, Keith, y'all are still rhyming. Ready, go.
All right, you barbecue
Cole.
With char. Yep. Yes.
Yeah.
Rhymes with it. A baby horse.
Colt.
Oh, that's true.
Bull.
Yes. Okay.
Oh, yeah.
You rhymes with it. A flag blank.
Paul.
Uh-huh. You score a blank.
Goal.
Yep. You're still rhyming. You know this. Deep down in your blank.
Goal.
Uh-huh. It rhymes with it. This is lives under a bridge.
There's the buzzer, but okay. Not before you put a 5 on the board to take the lead by 1. All right.
It was ugly, but we did it.
You did it. So now, Vicky and Billy for 30. Are you ready, Vicky?
I'm ready.
And picking up on that last one.
Still rhyming.
Go.
This is something that lives under a bridge in fairy tales. Oh. Yep, there you go. Let's see. This Tiny Tim played this musical instrument. Looks like a little tiny guitar. It doesn't rhyme with any of the other ones.
Ukulele?
There you go. Yes, yes. You might open this in your car to get more air circulation. You open up the...
Window?
Well, no, a small thing. Yeah, there you go. There you go. Genie gives you 3 blanks when you rub the lamp. Yep.
Yeah.
This is something that's like you might eat the frozen kind of this. It's like ice cream.
Gelato?
All right, there's a buzzer, but another 4 score, so a 8 total for Vicky. Keith and Randy, 3 will tie. 4 will win. Are you ready, Keith?
I'm ready.
Picking up on that last one, go.
So it's a Greek thing. It's in the dairy case, and Dannon.
Herbert?
Yeah. No, it's Dannon makes it. It's a...
Yogurt.
Yeah, there you go.
What?
So this is your ABCs, the formal name.
Alphabet?
Yep. This is where you go to get a cake.
Bakery?
Yep.
Tied up!
This is what you write with that you can erase.
Pencil.
Yep. And this
You can take it, man. Doggone it.
It sounds like if you don't take one, he's going to give you one.
Here you go, guys.
Okay, Vicky, we came up a little short, baby, but you can try again anytime.
I appreciate you.
All right, we appreciate you, Down Bruton. You have a great day. And doggone it, Keith, look at you winning the prize pack. I mean, congratulations. I'm doggone it, Randy. Good work, buddy.
Thank you.
See, that's the way you win, Randy.
I know. That's why I was quiet.
Good morning. Got the Big Show on the radio. Time for the classic bit request in the morning. We got Barbara Miller from Dallas saying, you guys remember doing Gasaholics? Can we hear that again? Yeah, Barbara, you got it, baby. Coming up next. Good morning, Big Show's on the radio. Barbara Miller out of Dallas. Her special request is right here.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you.
Hey, wait a minute. Bartholomew, what are you doing back there?
Huh? I'm not doing anything. I'm just rearranging these balloons back here.
Bartholomew has a problem. He has a condition that affects 1 out of every 150 million Americans.
You know, I used to think a big hit of helium would help me deal with my problems.
Then I found out it was my problem.
There is a place where people like Bartholomew can go to find the help they need. Gasaholics Anonymous.
Hi, my name's Bartholomew. I'm a gasaholic.
Hi, Bartholomew.
Gasaholics Anonymous. Where those addicted to helium can go to beat the balloon.
At first, I was just doing it for kicks, you know, a few laughs on the weekend. Then I found myself stopping by Balloons R Us every other day. Before you know it, I moved on to those big Mylar jobs, you know, the ones with the feet on them, man. And then one Thanksgiving, I blacked out at the Macy's parade.
I woke up sucking on Garfield's tail.
You may be a gasaholic and not even know it. Look for these warning signs. Do you find yourself hanging out at kids' birthday parties? Do you go out of your way to visit drugstores and car dealerships? Do you linger in the floral department of grocery stores? Have you ever fantasized about working for a singing telegram service? If you need to inhale to be social, that's not social inhaling.
Hey, it's not a problem. I could quit anytime I feel like it. I could just put this down and never do it again if I want to. I just don't want to.
Gasaholics Anonymous. We can help even those who don't know that they need help or something like that. See our ad in the white pages of your local telephone directory.
I mean, I'm not the one with the problem. You're the one with the problem.
And if you don't get help at Gasaholics Anonymous, please get help somewhere.
Good morning. All right, here we had a good old show this Thursday.
What? What were you listening to?
Myself. My headphone. Good. You missed any of it? Of course, you got the John Boy and Billy's Late Risers podcast. It'll be on there for high noon Eastern. As soon as Randy gets to work, everything he needs right there at thebigshow.com. Urge you to subscribe. It automatically downloads. Then Randy downloads the podcast.
Yep,
it was right there.
We're only about a little over 10,000 downloads shy of a million.
That was a big goal you set there when we first kicked it off. That's been about just a little over a year.
Yep.
Ain't too shabby.
Nope.
Check it out. We appreciate y'all in 98 different countries. Listening to the John Boy and Billy's Late Risers podcast. I know a lot of you guys and gals are military. We appreciate your service, and we're still thinking about you over here. We'll always keep you, no matter what happens in Washington. You're our guys and gals. Keep America great. Don't get me started.
We're sorry?
That's all right. Watch it. Oh, dear. Let's see. Oh, tomorrow, we'll mind y'all, man, if you get up, we got George Thorogood who's going to join us. How about that? What they call him is not the Delaware Destroyer.
I think it's from, like, is it Detroit.
Something like that, Andy?
Is it? Okay.
Man, George, he got it going on. So, Tater texted him over the weekend. Said, man, George Thorogood wants to be on the show. I said, oh, man, yeah, tell George come on. We're going to get him up early. But in case you miss it, early in the morning, you got that John Boy and Billy's Late Risers podcast we were just talking about. Love it how a plan comes together. I have nothing to do with.
Right.
That's right.
All right, let's keep it that way.
And let's keep it like that.
I know the show's over today, so I don't know which button to hit. Right there?
No,
that's
three.
That's a bad
dingy.
Three? Okay.
Yes.
All right, that's it, Billy. I'm hitting the button.
Did you call him Dingy?
Yes.
Wow, that's what I've never heard before. Bitbox is here. Download your favorite Big Show bits, 99 cents each, 15 for $9.99.
And buy I meant
once.
It.
Buy them once, play them anywhere. Find your faves at thebigshow.com. Anytime's the perfect time for John Boy and Billy's Southern Sweet Tea. Y'all stock up at Food Lion or your favorite store. Order John Boy and Billy Stuff by phone, 800-471-STUFF. Online services by animink.com.
We will see you tomorrow. Love you, mean it.
Oh, very good, fat man. We followed the Pied Piper of Hamsteak to the gates of oblivion, and look what it's brought us. We're finished. We're done. Game over, man. Game over.
Thank you.